In October last year, we told you the story of a Dorset footballer who said it was a miracle he was alive. This is Kyle Critchell, who came through the academy at Southampton, was playing for Weymouth FC at the time when he was struck down with the life-threatening infection sepsis. I'm pleased to say that Kyle is back on his feet and back on the football pitch, actually, now playing for Dorchester Town, and he joins us on the phone now. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for making the time for us.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Take us back to when the sepsis kind of took hold of you. How bad did things get?
It was, you know, just over a year ago now. But in terms of the severity of the illness, it almost took my life. And it was a day that was very dark, and it was very challenging from there on after. But, you know, as I speak to you today, I'm a kind of a changed man and hopefully progressing in my life again.
What kind of impact did it have on you health-wise? I mean, once it became apparent that it wasn't going to take your life, how did you then kind of recover from there?
Sure, the recovery process was huge, you know, from physical aspects to mental health aspects. It was just a personal fight to make sure that I didn't go down into a dark hole and I didn't become isolated, because that's what can happen, and especially physically as well. It just felt personally that my whole life had been taken away from me. I couldn't play football, I couldn't work, and these are two things that for me you need in your life to make sure you have consistency. And they were all taken away, and you know, since that day I had to get myself upbeat, and I had to make small goals to make sure that, you know, I'm standing here today with those goals and broken those goals to be able to play football, to be able to work, and these are all sorts of things that I said, you know, potentially I would be able to do again.
Really? Was there a time when, I don't know, a medical professional or somebody said to you, you know, look, Kyle, you're going to have to face facts here. You might never be back on a football pitch.
Absolutely. You know, when I went to Oxford, which is obviously one of the most prestigious hospitals in the world, the general consensus was from the professionals that I spoke to that potentially I wouldn't be able to walk properly again, because I had a limp. So physically, that's obviously not something that you want to be living with. I know a lot of people do, and I commend them for it. But it was just a case for me whether to accept that or whether to try and, you know, fight those barriers and just try and break them. And you know, I got into the gym. I went swimming. I got onto the bike as soon as I could. Maybe too early, but that's the kind of person I am. I always want to push and I always want to fight to do the best.
Stubborn, some might say.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not sure my partner agrees with it, but you know, that's the kind of character that I am.
Really? Has she been trying to convince you to sort of slow it down a little bit, and you're not having any of it?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when sepsis was diagnosed, I think that was a culmination of injuries that I've had during my footballing career. And again, as I'm someone that doesn't want to stop, I've played through too many injuries, and again, I think it's just that culmination, and that's where the abscess built up because of just scarring in my hip.
I was just wondering, can you just explain, because I'm not sure I fully understand,
sure.
I'm sure that the listener won't, what is sepsis? How does it develop? What kind of a thing is it?
Sure, sepsis is an internal infection, and once it sets into your body, it's obviously systemic, so it wants to attack all your vital organs and shut them all down. It's definitely not been diagnosed with me how I got it, but it's under the belief that I've had many injuries. And obviously football is a very robust sport, believe it or not, to some people. And over the years, doing pre-seasons and growing, you know, all these sorts of things, I think has taken its toll. And what happens is that you build up scarring in a part of your body. So for me, it was my hip. And it was hidden around the bone. And basically what happened is that instead of it healing properly, it heals over and creates almost like a bubble-like effect, which is an abscess. That abscess can have water or infection. If you have water, I believe that it's not as dangerous, but still dangerous because you don't want something in your body.
Yeah.
But mine had infection, and it just started to burst when I got obviously taken into hospital and emergency style. So I'm very lucky to be standing here because, you know, under all, I think, guidelines with sepsis, I think that once that infection is set in, generally you don't survive.
Well, I wanted to ask you a couple of things then. You know, we hear so many stories about the NHS being under stress and whatever. How was your hospital experience? What kind of support did you get? All that kind of stuff?
Well, obviously, I don't remember going in because it was all my partner's doing. You know, I owe her my life. She got me in just in time to save my life. And one of the one of the top dogs, as you say, in the medical profession, saved my life as well. He came down and did all the scanning. No one knew what they were looking for, but somehow he found it.
Wow.
They thought it was, you know, back problems, sciatica, slipped discs, hernias. You know, I've had all these kind of diagnoses within the last 2 years before this happening. So it's always laid dormant. I just never knew what it was. But, you know, my recovery afterwards was, you know, it couldn't go any better. In terms of support, I've had my family support. My doctor's been amazing, but it's been my partner and my family that have supported me
Great.
To where I am today. So it's testament to them.
And presumably now you have to, you know, the way that these things go is you have to become a bit of an ambassador and make sure that there's awareness of this kind of condition out there and that other people don't get into a situation like you were where they're playing on through injury and doing themselves this kind of disservice.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I first come out, I actually, you know, straight away I got involved with sepsis and my friend did a charitable event and raised some money. But, you know, it's one of those things I never want anybody else to have that. But during that time when I was recovering, I just didn't have enough energy and it sapped a lot of my energy. And I'm always pro trying to promote stuff and make sure that people obviously are aware of the signs and symptoms and the diagnosis. And I think hopefully I've done a little bit, and I'm sure in the future I will be doing my own events where I can raise more awareness, definitely.
All right. Well, look, it's really good to talk to you this morning. Just a quick note on the football front.
Yeah, sure.
How often are you playing at the moment? Do you know what's going to happen with Truro? Will you likely be on the bench for that? Or
I think I'm in the squad, so I've got a text. I think it's just at the moment I need to rebuild my life. I need a job. So that's taken precedent at the moment. That's taken my undivided attention. And I'll be available when the club are at home predominantly, unless they're playing a local game, really. And yes, I will be involved Tuesday night, and hopefully I will be starting.
Excellent stuff. All right, Carl, really good to talk to you, and great to hear that you're doing so well as well.
Thank you very much.
All the very best. Take care. Carl Critchell there, who now plays for Dorchester. He was playing for Weymouth when he was poorly, but he's back on his feet and he's back out on the pitch.